FBI agent accused of stealing $1 in crypto. From a suspect's accounts, an FBI agent has been accused of taking about $1 million in cryptocurrency from a suspect's accounts, according to court documents reported by Cointelegraph on August 4, 2026. The agent later confessed that the theft was eating him up inside, per the same filings. The case puts a federal law enforcement officer, not a hacker or an exchange, at the center of a crypto theft. The accusation is narrow and specific. An insider with authorized access to seize digital assets is alleged to have moved a portion of them to himself. The confession quoted in the documents suggests the misconduct was discovered or admitted after the fact rather than caught in real time. Insider access is the weak point. Seized crypto has to live somewhere between the arrest and the courtroom. Agencies take custody of private keys, seed phrases, or the accounts themselves, and a small number of people hold the access needed to manage those balances. That access is the point of failure here. No exploit was needed, no phishing, no smart contract bug. The person trusted to guard the assets is the one accused of taking them. This is the same counterparty risk that shows up whenever someone else holds your keys. The mechanics differ between an exchange, a custodial card issuer, and a federal evidence locker, but the underlying exposure is identical. If a third party controls the keys, the security of your funds depends on that party's honesty and controls, not on cryptography. When FTX collapsed and Wirecard imploded, customer balances were frozen or gone despite the ledgers looking fine. The lesson repeats: whoever holds the keys holds the money. Confession points to detection. After the fact, the quote about the theft eating him up inside is more than color. It signals that the transfers were not flagged by an automated control at the moment they happened. If the movement of roughly $1 million had triggered an alert or a required second signature, there would be less room for a private admission months or weeks later. Instead, the account appears to describe guilt surfacing on its own timeline. For any organization holding crypto on behalf of others, that gap matters. On-chain transfers are final. Once seized assets leave the designated wallet, clawing them back depends on tracing, cooperation, and luck. The public nature of most blockchains helps investigators follow the coins, but visibility is not the same as recovery. The self-custody argument gets a federal case study. For crypto holders, the case is a clean argument for self-custody options where they are practical. When you control your own keys, there is no custodian who can quietly move your balance. Whether that custodian is an exchange, a lender, or a government agency handling evidence. The trade-off is that self-custody puts the full burden of key management on you. And the recent cold card exploit that pushed roughly $90 in Bitcoin out of cold storage is a reminder that holding your own keys carries its own hard failure modes. There is no risk-free option. Custodial products trade control for convenience and legal recourse. Self-custody trades convenience for control and removes the insider entirely. This case sits squarely on the custodial side of that ledger, where the insider was a federal agent. Practical red for crypto users. The direct takeaway is not that seized funds are unsafe, but that any pile of crypto under someone else's control depends on that someone's integrity and internal checks. If you use a custodial card or an exchange balance for day-to-day spending, that is a deliberate choice to accept counterparty risk in exchange for ease. Cards that let you spend from your own wallet shift the model, though most still touch a custodial layer at the point of conversion. Keep balances you are actively spending small, and keep long-term holdings under keys you control. Neither move would have stopped a federal agent from reaching seized assets, but both limit how much of your own money sits under any single custodian at any time. The charge against the agent still has to be proven. As of August 4, 2026, the account rests on court documents and a reported confession, and the details of controls, recovery, and any recovered funds are not yet public.